Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The spending bill approved by Congress this week includes the most sweeping changes to the nation's retirement system in more than a decade. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson has read the bill, and she'll be here to explain the changes. First, some money and market news you should know. The Trump administration is floating ideas to help 42 million Americans with their $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. One would be allowing borrowers to refinance loans at lower rates. Another proposal would make it easier for borrowers in bankruptcy to eliminate debt on student loans. The administration's plan doesn't include large-scale student loan forgiveness, which has been proposed by several Democratic presidential candidates. The White House and the Department of Education feel that a program to cancel a large portion of student debt would be unfair to taxpayers and unpopular among Republican voters.
From Connecticut to California, from Mississippi to Minnesota, millions of American businesses are using Google tools to grow online. The Grow with Google initiative supports small businesses by providing free digital skills workshops and one-on-one coaching in all 50 states, helping businesses get online, connect with new customers, and work more productively. Learn more at google.com/grow. That's google.com/grow.
Some part-time workers and small businesses have been left out of 401k retirement plans until now. The spending bill passed by Congress, which is expected to be signed by President Trump, calls for the most significant changes to the nation's retirement system in more than a decade. And Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson is here with the details. So, Ann, one of the most prominent changes to the laws governing retirement reflect the fact that more people are putting off retirement. Many are working into their 70s.
One of the purposes here was to enable people to invest more if they continue to work. So, under current law, if you're 70 and a half or older, you can no longer contribute to a traditional IRA. And under the law, that changes. They're repealing that age cap on contributions.
So the age cap goes to 72?
No. If you want to contribute to an IRA, there is no longer an age cap, but in order to contribute to an IRA, you have to have wage income, so you need to be working. What you're referring to is the age for taking required minimum distributions. If you have a 401k or an IRA, a tax-deferred account, under the law, the government requires you to start taking money out of those accounts at a certain point in time. Currently, that age is 70 and a half. Under the new law, it's going to be raised to age 72, again, in recognition of the fact that people are living longer, and so requiring them to drain their retirement accounts starting at a later age, in theory, enables them to maintain the money in that account for longer.
And also, under the law, 401k plans could soon offer products with guaranteed income payments.
Currently, 401k plans can offer annuities, is basically what the issue is here. But very, very few of them do, in part because employers are just worried that they're going to be legally liable if they choose an insurance company to offer an annuity, and then that insurance company later has financial difficulties and can't pay as promised. So under this new law, it gives sort of what's called a safe harbor. So for employers who follow certain procedures when selecting an insurance company to provide an annuity, the law will provide some protections against legal liability if that insurer ultimately doesn't pay on, you know, what it's supposed to.
There are also some fees involved when annuities are in 401k plans.
Right. So there's fees involved with everything, you know, with mutual funds and different types of investments in 401k plans. Annuities tend to have higher fees than just a plain mutual fund does, in part because they offer, in many cases, they offer some kind of guarantee that they will pay income for maybe your lifetime or a set number of years. So you pay for that guarantee.
And there's good news in the law for part-time employees. The law will allow them to join 401k plans.
Right. So currently people can join a 401k if they work part-time, but they have to be working at least $1,000 a year. Of course, the employer can, you know, set that limit at a lower threshold if they want to, but that the 1,000 hours is in the law. This new law says that if you have worked at least 500 hours per year for 3 consecutive years, then you must be entitled to join the 401k plan.
And then for small businesses, Congress wants it to be easier for them to offer 401k plans, but really spread the burden around.
Right. So currently, an estimated at least 30% of the population, private sector workforce, does not have access to a 401k plan at work. Their employer just doesn't offer it. So lawmakers on both the state and federal level are looking at different ways of encouraging companies that don't currently offer 401k or type retirement plans to offer one. And this bill seeks to encourage companies to sort of join together to offer plans, because often small businesses, you know, in particular, don't offer plans because it's costly and it takes up a lot of the time of the person who's running the company, who really needs to focus on other things. So this way they could outsource the kind of setup of the plan and the ongoing running of the plan to some kind of central administrator, and a bunch of companies could just join together in a particular plan.
And it's a good way for more people to generate retirement plans. And, you know, this has been on the government's worry list for a long time, the idea that a large portion of the population runs the risk of outliving their money.
So there are different ways that the state and federal government are looking at sort of addressing this issue of coverage gap. And this law is one way that, again, this would be voluntary. It would not compel companies or small companies to, you know, to offer a plan. But in theory, it would encourage more to do so.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson here in our studio. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.